say, you know, they all run to, oh, we just want, you know, comprehensive background checks. Well, but my first problem is the phrase comprehensive background, because then see Fourth Amendment, see Third Amendment, where's this comprehensive background coming from? Who are you getting this comprehensive? Is it a family of whistleblowers? We've seen how that works in Washington. Where is this comprehensive background coming from?
Well, if they really cared about mental health, number one, they wouldn't include suicide numbers in their gun violence numbers. That's first. There are 21 states looking at these red flag laws. Five of them have passed already, and not one puts that at-risk person in front of a doctor. They don't give a damn about mental health.
Well, any more than they gave a damn about the black community, or I warn the suburban white woman, any more than they give a damn about you or your kids. But I got to run.
They care about votes and power.
Amen.
Whatever happens next happens here.
Unbelievable.
Seville 107.5 FM, AM 1260 WCHV.
Mostly sunny skies and breezy today. Afternoon highs in the middle 50s.
It's 40 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios this Thursday morning at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
A freelance writer will go to trial against Albemarle County because he claims the county is taxing him unfairly for his work. John Hart filed the lawsuit back in July.
While the Augusta, Albemarle, and Fluvanna County Board of Supervisors faced full rooms and overflow crowds demanding Second Amendment sanctuaries, Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia Center for Politics dismisses the idea that many of the most egregious Second Amendment infringements will pass this year's General Assembly.
I think strengthened background checks, that's the most likely piece of legislation to pass the General Assembly. And it does not violate the Second Amendment, at least as it has been proposed.
He also reiterates the symbolism of the Second Amendment sanctuary legislation.
If they think the Second Amendment overrides the state law, take it to court. Take the state to court.
While Albemarle County has no further plans to discuss Second Amendment sanctuary legislation, Fluvanna County moved it to their agenda of their next meeting, as did Greene County last week. That meeting is scheduled for December 10th. December 10th in the afternoon, Nelson County will discuss it at their 2 p.m. meeting, and on the 9th, Buckingham County will discuss Second Amendment sanctuary.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 40 degrees with the Bloomberg Business Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast. Coming up next on the station, getting ready to help 4,300 kids in Central Virginia celebrate Christmas. Find out how you can help at toylift.org. WCHV.
Imagine opening your eyes to 20/20 vision without needing glasses or contacts. I'm Dr. Holzman, a LASIK surgeon at TLC Laser Eye Centers. For over 25 years, TLC has been North America's leading LASIK provider. In fact, over 10,000 doctors have chosen TLC for their own laser eye surgery. Let us help you get the vision you've always dreamed of having.
Don't wait for the special $650 off. Book your free LASIK consultation today. Visit TLCVision.com.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Dan Schutte. Tune in to CBS 19 News at 6 o'clock tonight for a rundown of the top stories in Central Virginia, the stories that have an impact on your life today and tomorrow. Plus, the CBS 19 Weather Authority has the most